Morning Watch. The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 4. Grace in Peter's Epistles, Saturday. Related verses. 1 Peter 5, 5 through 12. In like manner, younger men be subject to elders, and all of you gird yourselves with humility toward one another, because God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your anxiety on him because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking someone to devour. Him withstand. Being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished among your brotherhood in the world. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and ground you. To him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Through Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I account him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying fully, that this is the true grace of God. Enter into this grace and stand in it. James 4:6. But he gives greater grace. Therefore it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and unto the day of eternity. Amen. Related reading. In 1 Peter 5:5, Peter says that all of us should gird ourselves with humility toward one another. Everyone in the church, including the elders, should gird himself with humility. In 1:13, Peter charges us to gird up the loins of our mind, but here he indicates that our entire being needs to be girded. This figure comes evidently from Peter's impression of how the Lord girded himself with a towel when he humbled himself to wash the disciples' feet, especially Peter's. To be proud is to show ourselves above others. God resists the one who lifts himself above others and regards himself as better than others. Instead of being proud and showing ourselves above others, we should gird ourselves with the apron of humility. Peter says that God not only resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Strictly speaking, this grace refers to the triune God himself as the life supply being multiplied in the humble believer. We must be willing to be made humble, lowly, under the mighty hand of God. In 1 Peter 5:7, Peter goes on to say, casting all your anxiety on him because it matters to him concerning you. The word casting here means throwing upon, that is, committing to, giving up to. The verb denotes a once-for-all act. The words all your anxiety indicate that the whole lot of our anxiety throughout our entire life, our whole life, with all its anxiety, should be cast on the Lord. In persecution, the believer's sufferings cause worry and anxiety to them. They need not only to be humbled, to be brought low from their pride, their haughtiness, but also to throw their life with its care upon God. For he is not only mighty and just, but also loving and faithful concerning them. Those who are involved with people will usually have more anxiety than those who live alone. Likewise, the property or possessions we have may cause anxiety. From experience, I can testify that the more things I have, the more anxiety I have. The more the airplanes of anxiety circle over my head. The reason we may cast all our anxiety on the Lord is that it matters to him concerning us. the words "it matters to him concerning you" may also be rendered "he cares for you." The disciplining and judging God has a loving concern for the believers, especially the persecuted ones. He cares for them faithfully. They can cast their care upon him, especially in their persecution. Peter speaks of the all grace by which God, who has called the believers into his eternal glory, perfects, establishes, strengthens, and grounds them through their sufferings. The all grace is the perfecting grace, establishing grace, strengthening grace, and grounding grace. God perfects, establishes, strengthens, and grounds us by grace through the channel of sufferings. Because of my weakness, nearly every day is a suffering day for me. But God has perfected, established, strengthened, and grounded me through sufferings. Some kinds of so-called grace are untrue. They are false. In 1 Peter 5:12, there is the true grace of God, that is the all grace of God in verse 10, into which the believers should enter and in which they should stand.